Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Dr. Bob Rutolo, his friends, his family, and we want this to be the best year ever for all our friends and family and loyal listeners worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is JoyceBarry.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
Welcome to the show today, folks. Today we have an inspirational tribute to Dr. Ed Feiereisen, given by Dr. Bob Rutolo. Today, Dr. Rutolo pays special tribute to his dear friend and colleague, Dr. Ed Feiereisen. Dr. Ed was a powerful psychologist, terrific teacher, awesome author, and marvelous mentor. This tribute gives us the opportunity to share Dr. Ed's teachings and legacies so as to impact your life. Listen, learn, and use this wealth of information to be more effective as you move forward. Welcome to the show, Dr. Bob.
Oh, thank you so much, Joyce. It's wonderful, wonderful to be with you today.
And I know that it was really important to you to give this tribute. But before I let you do that, I want to pay special tribute to you. Dr. Bob is an executive coach, relationship coach, professional speaker with over 25 years of organization development, human resources management, and business consulting experience. He has also coached Olympic athletes to reach peak performance through mental conditioning. He shares his knowledge, enthusiasm, and passion for helping others to be truly successful in their lives in any number of ways. As founder of the Quantum Performance Institute, Dr. Bob focuses on helping businesses create a corporate culture that ignites the spirit of their employees through leadership development to improve productivity and personal satisfaction at every level of the workforce. The firm under Dr. Bob's leadership is committed to being of service to our community and in particular to our youth. He is a former doctoral mentor on faculty at the University of Phoenix. A sought-after corporate lecturer, Dr. Bob has also worked with numerous not-for-profits, educational, and professional organizations. Before I turn the mic over to you, Dr. Bob, the part about coaching Olympic athletes, what was it? In what sport would that be?
Joyce, that was in swimming and focused primarily on their mental conditioning. I worked with a number of coaches who came to me and said, listen, I am excellent expert at conditioning my swimmers, teaching them swimming techniques, but where I could use your assistance is right in between their ears, their mind, their mental conditioning, and that's how we formed that relationship. It was a great experience.
So it was
in my
swimming, swimming
yes.
athletes. Okay, I
yes.
just didn't know which brands. Okay.
Yeah.
So when I'm ready to apply for the Olympics, I know who to go to.
Absolutely.
Okay. So I know how much Dr. Feuerizen meant to you. I know about your relationship. Dr. Feuerizen was a guest on our show a few times on your recommendation. So go ahead, take it from where you want to start, and let's hear what you want us to know about Dr. Ed.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, he was a colleague of mine for many years. We shared a lot of experiences together. We traveled together. We taught together. And I didn't realize how much I learned from him. We mentored and coached each other. We developed each other. It was an exciting, exciting relationship for many years. And I wanted this morning with you, Joyce, is in celebration of Dr. Ed to share many of his teachings. These teachings I use every day. And what kind of what brought me to this is that one of the things that Dr. Ed worked on was daily messages. It was so important to him to develop something that could help people every day, inspire them, and educate them on how to live a more fulfilling and satisfying life. And I remember he and I used to have conversations back and forth, and he would share these messages with me. And he would create many of them himself. He would take quotes from other wonderful, wonderful people and acknowledge them in these messages. And he also, I was so satisfied and pleased, even put some of mine in there. But now, every day, I share with others what we call motive creations. What for me is that Ed is with me every day through his teachings, and I want to spend time sharing some of those teachings with you and with your audience, and I thank you for the opportunity to do this.
Well, I consider how powerful you are in your own right. Clearly, if someone inspires you, he has a lot to offer all of us.
Well, he does. I'll give you just a unique example of, first of all, these messages, he entitles them A Gift of Appreciation for You, a gift. And he was such a giving person. And he also recognized the power of appreciation. He said, Bob, we don't use that power enough. We don't recognize people, acknowledge people, and at the same time, share with others what this person's greatness is. When I think about Dr. Ed and his purpose in life, It was to assist others in accessing their greatness. Assist others in accessing their greatness. Isn't that an awesome purpose to have in life?
It is, but I got to tell you, you're hitting on something very near and dear to my heart. My best friend for many decades, and I did a special tribute to him a few weeks ago. May God rest his soul, Michael Wyman. All his teachings, his focus, his books was called The Power of Acknowledgement. He was Mr. Acknowledgement. He did bring out the best in people. And I just want to say, one aside, when he passed in the synagogue, which was quite huge, and I kid you not, it was standing room only. I've never seen anything like that. They came from all over the country, and there was countless tributes to him, and I emceed the tribute part, not the religious part. He just made you feel so special when he was with you, like the world didn't exist. So that is the teachings of my friend Michael Wyman as well. So it's funny you're bringing that out today when I did a similar show.
Those were his workshops
and his leadership. Go ahead.
Thanks for sharing that, because these are special people. And what's wonderful, and that's an example. First of all, it was so nice to see that so many people were able to gather in his honor. But those teachings go on. Those teachings go on. And our role, yours and mine, is to share them with others and acknowledge where they came from and how valuable they could be for everybody. So that is so glad. Thank you for sharing that. Just one example of Dr. Ed's teachings. He made us recognize the importance of how we look at the world around us. And he said, there is no sadness in your life until you label it. There is no happiness in life until you label it. There is no boredom in life until you label it. There is no bad news in life until you label it. There is no good news in life until you label it. By choosing to label your life events, you determine your happiness and peace or your misery. Wow. You know, he said, the only power is my ability to choose the correct attitude in any situation. My only power is to choose the correct attitude in any situation. Isn't that a powerful teaching?
My goodness, it's giving me chills. It's so moving to me. That is very well stated.
I mean, that is just one of just many examples I'll share with you this morning of what this man was able to construct and give to us. And also, he was, and like I said, his mission in life was to assist others in accessing their greatness, and which we know, you know, Joyce, it's part of your work and my work, is that the power is inside of us. It's just a need for us to recognize that, and sometimes other people have to stimulate that. And, I talk to folks, and some people say, oh, Bob, you're a motivational speaker. And I said, no. They said, what do you mean? I said, I could be an inspirational speaker, but I'm not a motivational speaker. Motivation comes from inside the person. And if I can turn a switch on, it allows them to connect with whatever I'm saying. I am so thankful. So Ed did that every day, and I had the joy of being in many, many workshops and seminars and different kinds of consulting arrangements, and he was such a creative, creative person. I'll give you another example, and he says, the truths of what I know works in my life, and he listed all these truths. He says, take time to determine what is true in your life. And he gave some examples from his life. And he said, life is about being a participant, not a spectator. Life is about being a participant and not a spectator. Another one he said is that I create my own heaven and hell. I create my own heaven and hell. Another one, happiness cannot be found out there. It can only be found in there. So here are just some examples of little one-liners. And I'm one of the experiences I'm having now, which is I'm so pleased to be able to extend and create a legacy in my experiences with Dr. Ed. And some of the work I do, and I just number of organizations I work with, I send out these daily messages. It's just part of my relationship with them. And every day I get an opportunity to sit down on my computer early in the morning, pull up the message of the day, and then craft a little note for that client or that client organization I work with so that that particular message will be meaningful to them in the context of what we're doing. I get so much feedback from the people every day that I'm with on the value of those messages. And then also, too, one of the things I learned from Dr. Ed was that, you know, encourage others to share these messages. And so I say to them, if there's anybody in need or anyone you care for, whether they're a coworker or whether they're a family member or their friend, that you think that this message could be of value to them, send it off to them. It's our gift to them. It's our gift to them. So it's really, for me, it's been just an awesome opportunity to every day refresh myself with Dr. Ed's teachings and to be able to share that with others. So that's just an example.
And I could see why, because what you just shared right there, just in the opening few minutes, was very powerful indeed. And that's so important for people to really get to the very heart of their soul, the power of choice. It's not what happens to you, it's how you react to what happens to you. We all can name many people that have the same kind of ill health, the same kind of tragedy, the same kind of loss, and you'll see how each of them reacts in their own unique way. Voltaire said, "I choose to be happy because it is good for my health."
Awesome. Awesome. Very true. Very true. You know, here's another one that Dr. Ed shared with me, and he says, these are just some thoughts, he said, I want you to share with others. He says, living our passion is what most people would do if money were not a factor. What if you can figure out how to live your passion? The money will follow. Millions of people have figured it out, and it's never too late. Start now. Go for it. I've seen people who have in their mid-careers or have been unhappy in their careers, and they're very good at it. It might be something that they have the ability to do, but they don't have the passion. And this sometimes happens many times when we're guided into a career because of family or friends or mentors or teachers we had, or we were just good at something. And so we focused, or even for our own security, you know, going to the professions and so on and so forth. And many people, when they're halfway through it, are saying, oh my goodness, I can't stand what I'm doing. Oh, I'll give you an example of what happened. Recently, I was talking to a gentleman, and he's like probably in his fifth career now. He's been very successful in many careers and in creating wealth for himself and others. And I, in my conversation with Dwayne, Dwayne said, I've been fortunate enough to follow my passion all my life, and I'm thankful to my dad. And I said, what do you mean? He says, well, my dad was a dentist, and he was very successful, and he had a very good practice. And he said to me, son, you can follow my footsteps and be a dentist, and you can have my practice. But he said, son, what I want you to do before you make that choice, I want you to promise me that as you get your education, I will pay for your education, but while you get your education, search and find your passion and follow your passion. Search and find your passion and follow your passion as you're getting your education. He had such a wise father, such a wise father. And he said, that's what I did all my life. And he said, I truly have lived a full life. And I said to myself, you are so fortunate to have such a wonderful dad who did two things. He gave you great advice, and he was able to support you in moving in that direction. So anyway, it goes very much with Dr. Ed's note here. He says, life is a series of peaks and valleys. We must celebrate the peaks, learn from the valleys. It is that learning that we create more peaks. People don't want to be better communicators. They want better understanding.
Oh, I like that a lot. Celebrate the peaks and learn from the valleys. That's wonderful.
Yes. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. The other day I was talking with a CFO in a company, and then shortly after that meeting we had, conversation we had, I sent him out a message, just one of the daily messages, and it says here, 12 facts in the business world. And he read through that, and he's a really pretty matter-of-fact guy. He's a good CFO. I mean, give me the data, give me the facts, and I'll provide the information. And these are some of the things that inspired him when he read this message. The first one was, if you keep thinking like you have been thinking, you will keep getting what you've been getting. So
yes.
So the question you have to ask yourself, what needs to be constantly improving, and focus on what needs to be improved. But we've always heard that. That's a definition for insanity.
Yes.
Is to keep on.
You keep doing what you're doing, and you'll keep getting what you're getting.
Exactly. And if you're not satisfied with it, you better do something different.
Top of that, insanity is doing the same thing again and again, expecting different results.
Exactly, Joyce. Exactly. And then this is really an interesting one because I see it every day in the work I do. He says, poor alignment or no alignment can easily cost an organization tens of millions of dollars per year. And it's true. I think one of the things that I work with in organizations is aligning their core values and belief system down through the organization, and also aligning their goals and their strategic direction. Because if people don't understand throughout the organization what we're there, what our common purpose is, what our shared purpose is, and how we work together to accomplish that, I call it partnership, they call it alignment, they'll never achieve the success that they are striving to succeed. So developing a culture that allows us to do that is what this is all about. Another thing that
they certainly are gems of wisdom. They really, really are.
I'll give you another example of how these have worked. And I was at a meeting yesterday and with a leadership team in an organization. And then one of the directors came up to me and she said, the other day, she says, on a quarterly basis, I bring my team together. I have about 23 direct reports, and I bring them together once a quarter, and we spend 3 or 4 hours together. And the question, we do business, but part of this is for their professional and personal development. And I didn't know what to do about that. And she said, I reflected on what I've been getting every day from you, Dr. Bob, and these messages. And I pulled out a half a dozen of them, and I broke my team members into small groups. And each one of them I gave, because what I've done is I've gotten some of these lessons that Dr. Ed has put together, and I've actually made posters out of them and laminated them so you can literally use them for a teaching tool. And so she said, I handed these out randomly to three or four groups, four or five groups in there, and I asked them to reflect and discuss about that lesson and then share their learnings with each other. She said, I had people crying, I had people emotionally involved, I had people engaged, I had people who were just unbelievably enthralled in what they were learning and how they were applying it. And I said, well, that's part of the magic. That's part of Dr. Ed's magic. That's what we do. So it was really kind of fun to see that. And she took this upon herself and be able to get a daily message and make it just an exceptional learning experience for folks.
Very good on that. Did Dr. Ed have published books?
He did. He only wrote one book. He wrote so much material. I wish he had, and I'm hoping, I think what we'll probably do is take some of these daily lessons and craft them into a book, because I think it's so important. But he did write one book he wrote, and it's typical of Dr. Ed. The title of the book is Living Life with No Regrets. Living Life with No Regrets. And unfortunately, my only copy I wanted for this program so that you and I could discuss it, I gave it to somebody. And I don't even remember who I gave it to read, because it was the only copy I had. So I need to get more copies. So I can't even tell you the publisher or where it is. But I know if people Google Living Life Without Regrets by Dr. Ed Feiereisen, it will pop up. I know it will. And I know it's been on. It is on. You can probably get it through Amazon or other, other book outlets.
Well, you mentioned two similar titles, With No Regrets and Without Regrets.
Oh, I'm sorry. Living Life with No Regrets.
With No Regrets. Okay. Yeah,
with
that's
no regrets.
What you said
Living
at first.
Life with No Regrets. Yes.
I didn't want you to have any regrets that you gave the wrong title.
Yeah, that's one thing. Computers are not forgiving. Whatever you put in, you get back. So thank you for having me clarify that. Yes.
That's okay. How long did your relationship with Dr. Ed go back?
Oh, my goodness. We met back in, I think it was 1998, 99. I had just left Allied Signal at the time. I retired from there and set up my own consulting firm. And he, at that time, was with another learning organization that actually contracted with Allied Signal some of the learning. And he actually, Ed had a wonderful, wonderful career. He started as a teacher, a biology teacher in college, in teaching high school. And then he became a counselor. And then he broke away. I mean, this man is just fantastic. So that's where I met him. And he was a top salesperson with this organization. It was a learning organization. And Ed and I, we lived in the same community. So we used to exercise together and spend a lot of time together. And then we broke contact. We broke contact for a number of years. And the owner of this organization that he worked with, the learning organization, we had lunch one day. And he said, do you know where Dr. Ed is? And because he got his doctorate later on. I was actually on his, I was one of the mentors on his dissertation committee. And he got his doctorate in psychology, in positive psychology. And then he actually set up his own organization. And this is really interesting because Ed was such a committed person to giving to others. And he wound up working with Native Indians across the country.
Wow.
And he worked. Yeah, yeah. Well, he and his wife, his wife, Bert, a wonderful, wonderful woman, a nurse by profession, worked in Native Indian communities all over the state here in Arizona. And so they really developed an interest and a passion in the Indian culture here in the Southwest.
Is his wife still alive?
Oh, she is. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Bert is just a wonderful, wonderful person, and she said to me, and this is true. This is Ed. She said, and this is true. Ed was a very gentle man and a great husband, he expressed in his wife to his wife recently. He said, I had three promises for you when we got married. And she said, a promise of three P's. And I say, what are these three P's? And he said, and she said, he promised he would protect her, he would provide for her, and he would please her. And she said he accomplished all three. Now, isn't that
wow,
awesome?
I like that a lot. Protect her, provide for her, and please her. Had I known she was still alive, I would have invited her to be on the show and talk about what it's like to be married to a man like this.
Oh, that would be a show in and of itself, really.
Yeah, I would have definitely have done that. Because
I have a theory,
Dr. Bob, that behind every powerful man is a woman telling him he's wrong.
I can vouch for that, Joyce. I just celebrated, Pat and I just celebrated in May of this year, 50 years together. Can you imagine? 50
oh,
years.
Oh, wow.
And, and we had just an awesome, awesome celebration. And as you know, and as we all know, 50 years in any relationship has to have its peaks and valleys. So I go right to Dr. Ed's phrase with regard, celebrate the peaks and learn from the valleys. And that's the only way I think a relationship can last 50 years.
Well, one of my favorite things that I ever heard that I quote a lot is when they went to Denzel Washington and they said, "You've been married so long, we never hear one word about any problems in your marriage. What is the secret of your success?" He said, "Oh, I can answer that in two words. Yes, dear."
Absolutely. Any husband has to learn that right from the beginning.
Right. And then I was thinking, when you were talking about the three P's, and I'm in my head, I'm wondering what they are. I love that a lot. Protect, provide, and please. But then I added to it what he had to offer her as well, which would be patience and prosperity. So if they didn't have financial difficulties, which is one of the main sources of disharmony in marriage, I added patience and prosperity.
Absolutely. You know something, again, any lasting relationship, I don't care how wealthy or people are, they always, I mean, a challenge, finances is really how you manage it, not how much you have. And
right.
So I think, you know, so prosperity in that sense is a very personal word in that sense. Anyway, you
yeah,
know,
but
also,
I said it in the context that that creates so much marital discord.
You're absolutely right. Absolutely right. You're wonderful creating acronyms. I mean, taking letters and putting them into words. And that was one of, I think, Ed's art forms. He loved acronyms. Loved acronyms.
Me too.
Let me take a minute
and
to
I
share
another
one. And
I call that a word meister. Word meister.
Oh, yes.
I like to think of myself.
You are.
You like
are.
That.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. And you and Ed had that skill and that that attribute together, really. It's awesome. And one of the favorites of Ed that I have taken and used so many times, is the five vows of building relationships, the five vows. And you can actually use these five vows of building relationships for improving performance, whatever, why, because they're all. But listen to these five vows. I might have shared this with you before. Everybody knows the five vows, right? A, E, I, O, U.
Yes, of course.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, we learned that in primary school, right? I mean, so everybody can identify with that. However, these five vows have a tremendous, tremendous meaning. Because the first vow, A, it's really big. A is appreciation. A is appreciation. And Ed talks about, and I use it every day, in the sense, the importance of learning how to express appreciation. One that values the person, respects the person, but also helps the person to understand what you are valuing in what they've done, and at the same time teaching others. So if you appreciate somebody in a team or in an organization, you have an opportunity for a learning lesson at that time, a teaching lesson. Because what you do is you express to the person what you appreciate and be very specific. For instance, an example is, Mary, I want to thank you so much for assisting me yesterday. When I was having difficulty getting this assignment out, you were right there, and you helped me be able to craft it, put it together, get it, assemble it, and get it out on time, and in a great way, meeting all the requirements he had. And if it wasn't for you helping me, being side by side, we would not have gotten it done together. So you're exactly communicating what was helpful in that person and what you're appreciating.
And Ed, before you go on to the next vowel,
yeah,
I want to refer you to the show where I did the tribute on the power of acknowledgement. That was the tribute to my dear friend Michael Wyman. And folks, in our archives, that would be July 20, 2017, a tribute to Michael. And I consider to this day, with all the people I've lost in my life, family, best friends, colleagues, to this day, I think of Michael each and every single day the way you think of Ed. So I understand
that.
And I just want to share one thing, how unusual he was taking one moment. He led seminars. I went to his. He went to mine. His were all the power of acknowledgement. And one day we were co-leading a seminar. And before it started, he stood right next to me, looked into my eyes, and he said, "Joyce, if I pass before you, I promise you, I give you my word, I will communicate with you. I will find a way to communicate." I mean, how powerful is that? And
I feel
his presence every day.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful, Joyce, beautiful. What was the date of that? Because I want to listen to that program. July what?
July 20, 2017.
Thank
the power
you.
Of acknowledgement. And when you're talking about Ed, I can see the similarities in their greatness and where they're coming from.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah.
Before we go on to the rest of the vowels, and you know I love these acronyms, I just want to go to our health guru, Beverly Nadler, in her own words, why you should be listening to our show each and every day so you will hear more of shows just like this.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day. A way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we do ask you to partner up with us in having that happen. Please go to Joyce Barry, Barrie, and Friends.com. And right under my picture on the upper left, it says follow. So if you click on that, you'll know about every show, every guest, every topic. You need not miss any of our shows. If you can't join us when we are live at 11 a.m. Eastern, you can hear any of these shows 24/7 in our archives. There are 8 years of extraordinary shows. I never took one out of the archives. So do indeed become a follower. Okay, back to you, Dr. Bob, and your vowels. You might compete with Vanna White.
Well, before I do that, I want to say that I am a follower of yours, and I appreciate every day when I get an email from you with regards to the shows being on. And as you said, if I'm not available to listen, I can always go to the archives and access them. So thank you so much for that teaching tool, for that resource, for those gifts that you give to your audience every day. Thank you so much. Thank you.
And you're welcome. And folks, if you want to hear more of Dr. Bob's shows, because he's been a regular on our program, when you go to Joyce Barry and Friends, .com on the upper right in the search bar, you put in his name and all his shows will come up. Same thing if you put in Ed Fireizing, because he has done shows with us, and the spelling on his name is F-E-Y-E-R-E-I-S-E-N. You put those names in there and their shows will immediately come up.
Thank you, Joyce. Thank you.
And before we move on, I think you should give them your website and tell a little bit about that.
Oh, thanks so much. I'd love to. I'd love to. I actually have three websites they can go to. The first one is Dr. Dr. Bob, B-O-B, Ruotolo, R-U-O-T-O-L-O, .com, drbobruotolo.com. The second one is quantumperformance.net, Q-U-A-N-T-U-M, performance, P-E-R-F-O-R-M-A-N-C-E.net. And the third one, where a lot of these messages come from and where to know a little bit more about it, is mode of creation. So let me spell that for you because it's a little tricky. It's motivcreations.com. Motivcreations.com. Thank you so much, Joyce.
One second, Dr. Bob. Even I'm having trouble with that one. The one that you spelled, it's M-O-T-I-V, no E at the end, no motive. It's M-O-T-I-V.
That's right.
I got that right.
Yes.
M-O-T-I-V, creation?
Creations, with an S on the end of it. Thank you.
Oh, plural, creations.com. Okay, and given people's times are often limited and all of that, take a moment now and tell us the distinction between each one so they can head first for the one that they want to get to first.
Okay. Dr. Bob Ruotolo is basically about me and some of the work I've done and some of my most latest creations.
So that would be your official website.
Yes, yes. And then Quantum Performance is my consulting firm. Quantum Performance Institute is a consulting firm I've had for many years, and it's the work that we've done together collectively. So it's really my firm's work and the kind of consulting and work that we do, which you very well covered in the introduction. I appreciate that. Motive Creations is a joint website between Dr. Ed and I, and it's the work that he and I created. He created these messages, and I said to him, we really need to be able to share these messages. And Motive Creations tells people how they could be used for individual development and for corporate development. So if you want information on these messages and how we have used them, that would be a good website for that. Thank you. Thank you.
I appreciate that clarification because I'm very interested in your work, but now I can choose the order I want to go to the website based on my time. Thank you.
Absolutely. So important. So important. Yes. Yeah. Well, should
okay,
we go back
let's
to the 5
get
vowels?
To the E.
Okay. Well, the E is a most powerful vowel because I've seen so often in people's lives, in their personal lives, and in their work lives, that they don't follow this particular vowel. And the E stands for expectations. It's so important to clarify expectations in a relationship. So important to understand what you expect of yourself in a relationship. Share that with the other person. Ask the other person what they expect of you in a relationship. And get a common understanding. That becomes the foundation for building trust and building that relationship. That's where the agreements come in on why and why you have a shared purpose and what you're trying to accomplish and how, all through working on clarifying expectations. I can't elaborate on that too much. Okay, so first is appreciation. You're acknowledging a person for who they are and what they have shared and given to you. The second one is expectations and working on it. And that's something you have to come back and recycle over and over again in relationships because they change as that relationship evolves. In order to really, and then the next vowel is the I. And to build relationships, we have to have a sense of involvement. Both people have to be involved in that relationship. And so I can't stress too much that ask people of what they want out of that relationship, what they want out of that experience joint with you, and involve them in that, especially in decision-making and in deciding priorities and deciding importance, because that helps to clarify the expectations. And as you're doing that, you're expressing appreciation. You're saying, I value what you have to say. I value what you think. We're in this together. And that leads me to the next
no,
vowel.
No,
which
before
is the,
you get led, yes. I want to say something about the I in involvement.
Please,
and I learned this
please.
A long time ago. When you say we're in a relationship, so it's 50-50, that will
no.
not work. Because
no, no, no.
Let me finish, Dr. Bob. The reason 50-50 doesn't work is because when something's wrong, I could say it's your 50% that's not working. So my message is it has to be 100% responsibility, 100%.
I agree with you, 110%.
Okay.
You're absolutely right. Yeah. You know, I'm so glad you came in and added that, Joyce, because sometimes people confuse what a partnership is all about. Partnerships aren't 50-50. Partnerships are what you define it to be.
Exactly.
And what your contribution is. So you're absolutely right. Thank you for intervening and sharing that, because it really clarifies. Awesome. Shall we move on?
Yes, go ahead. I just wanted to get that one out.
No. Good. Listen, I love this with you because I love building on what our experience and our knowledge is together. So I love that interjection. Thank you. The O stands for ownership. So you can imagine, right, when you express appreciation, you clarify expectations, and you're both involved in that relationship, you have to have a sense of ownership on what you both bring, how you enrich that relationship, and how that relationship focusing on a common purpose. That's so important to ask, why are we even relating to each other? Why do we want to be together? And that shared purpose, each person gets a sense of what their contribution and value is to each other and to the end purpose together. So it's
be responsibility? When you take ownership, you take responsibility.
Absolutely. It just doesn't fit with the five vowels, but that's what the meaning is: responsibility or accountability. Absolutely.
Okay. Very good.
Absolutely. And so A E I O U. The last one is U. I love the U because it's U has to do with understanding, and to me that understanding relates back to everything we talked about. The first thing you have to understand is yourself. Why are we in this relationship together? And understanding the other person's expectations, understanding the importance of involvement and how to involve that other person, and how you want to be involved, because that's part of the expectation. And taking responsibility, taking ownership, both of you, understanding what that means to that mutual success you have, and then following through with carrying out the responsibility and ownership. So understanding is an ongoing part of the success of building a relationship and being mutually successful.
I love the acronym for the vowels. I really appreciate that. Now I want to go to my listeners, and if you see value in this, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to change in your life? Are you going to share it with people? And what I've heard so many times, way too many times as a coach, I'll get to it someday. I'll check out those websites someday. Well, for those of you who actually believe there is a someday, I wrote this for you. Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along,
someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it. It would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you women, I ask you men, I ask myself, if not right now, when?
So, folks, I challenge you to find a calendar anywhere that has someday in it. Someday does not exist. So you want to move forward in life, realize that all you have is right here, right now. Dr. Ed, what do you tell your clients when they tell you they'll get to it someday?
Oh, my goodness. No, he would bring them right back to the present, right now, exactly what you're saying. Take some action right now. Don't put anything off. And I'd like to share, that was a beautiful message about the importance of not procrastinating and living in the now, living in the now. And Ed was such a beautiful person about that. I would be remiss, Joyce, if I didn't share one other thing about Ed, which had attracted me to him, and you would understand why. Ed was a great family man. He has three sons and a number of grandchildren, and he... I just admired the love and regard he had for his children and especially for his grandchildren. So he was a true mentor to me in that regard, and we shared so much of that time when we together about how important our families were to us. So I just wanted to share that. And I have a working relationship with two of his sons. Today and it just keeps me connected with Dr. Ed as well, besides teachings.
Well, Dr. Bob, it's no surprise that would be important to you. I consider you such a great family man that we've done shows tribute to Father's Day where you had you and your family. Do you remember that?
Oh, I do. And my youngest daughter who joined us is such a fan of yours, and whenever I talk to her about Dr. Joy, about Joy, she just always asks about you. So you truly have a fan and a follower there.
Oh, that's great, because I'm a fan of you and your family, and it was such a special show and an acknowledgement to Father's Day when they came on. And as Dr. Bob and I was, you know, explaining, all you have is now. So ask yourself the question, folks, if not now, when? Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation to get healthy and off that medication to get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not, now, when? Folks, you're listening to Dr. Bob Rutolo and a very special tribute to his dear friend and colleague, Dr. Ed Feiereisen. And again, Dr. Bob's official website is Dr. Bob, R-U-O-T-O-L-O, Dr. Bob Rutolo. And my official website is Joyce Barry, BARRIE.com. And my website, you'll find out all about my coaching services and countless testimonials from people all over the country that have worked with me either personally and or professionally, people just like you. And I just want to share some of my favorite testimonials.
Joyce Barry is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you can handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barry as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba, and I think and grow rich. If you are thinking about hiring Joyce Barry as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barry herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email coachjoyce@AOL.com. That's coachjoyce@AOL.com.
And folks, if you send that email along, we love to hear from you. We want to know your thoughts about the show, comments, suggestions. CoachJoyce@AOL.com. And in the subject line, put Dr. Bob, tribute to Ed. We always like to know what show inspired you to write to us. So in the subject line, Dr. Bob, tribute to Dr. Ed. And in the text of the email, name, phone number, and best time to reach you. And if I get an email from you, oftentimes I like to call the people back and have a conversation. So please do that. Be sure to put Dr. Bob. As I said, I like to know what inspired you to write to us. Dr. Bob, I love the show today. I really did. I love the tribute. It was wonderful. What would be your closing message to our audience?
Well, I have it right in front of me, Joyce, and it's a really simple message, but so powerful, so powerful. I have in front of me a picture of the universe, and Dr. Ed would say, when the why is so strong, when the why is so strong, the universe will manifest how. So don't focus on how you're going to do something. Focus on why you believe it's important for you to do that. Why? And it really happens. The universe talks to you. Your eyes start opening up. People start talking to you about it. So focus on the why.
Great message, really powerful. The all-important why. I want to leave you folks with my special prayer for all of you. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. And folks, go out there and make someone happy today. And we always want to make you happy. So we invite you to sing along with us, dance along with us, and laugh along with us. And you can do that starting right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry MASH.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop, I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again. As Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun. Wow. She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or wow. you or her. It's for everyone.
You can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.